Good morning. This morning there's a change in our order of service as it's printed in the bulletin. Instead of singing responsively the psalmody, we will join together in reading responsively Psalm 100, printed on page 187 in the front of your hymnal. Psalm 100, we will read the psalm responsively by whole verse. Please rise. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands.
Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing.
Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture.
Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him, and bless his name.
For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, forevermore. Amen. You may be seated. Recently, I saw a T-shirt that read, "Come to the dark side. We have cookies." Now, as tempting as that may sound, especially if they're chocolate chip cookies, we as Christians are more than ready to pass that sentiment off as simply another cute T-shirt slogan. We're Christians, after all. We're children of God. Why would we want to give that up for anything, much less cookies? Why would we want to give that up and give ourselves over to the evil forces of this world? During this time of the church year, we're focusing quite a bit on talking about the forces of evil and the forces of good and the battle that goes on this earth, but especially on the return of our Lord, the return of Jesus, to judge this world. How well are we listening to those themes? Are the words with which we confess in the creed, Jesus returned to judge the living and the dead, empty words? Do we take them seriously, that is? The people to whom Paul wrote in Thessalonica definitely took the thought of Jesus' return seriously. They thought that Jesus was going to come back today or tomorrow. The imminence, the nearness of Jesus' return was so much in the forefront of their minds, some of them had even stopped working at their jobs. Others were worried about their brothers and sisters in the faith who had passed away prior to Jesus coming back. They thought that maybe these fellow Christians had missed out on the resurrection of the dead. And so right after Paul writes to assure the Thessalonians that those brothers and sisters in the faith had not missed out on the resurrection, he writes the words that are before us today. He tells them the coming of the day of the Lord will not be a surprise. We read from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, beginning at verse 1. Concerning the times and the seasons, brothers, you have no need to have anything written to you, for you yourselves are fully aware that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. While people are saying there is peace and security, then sudden destruction will come upon them as labor pains come upon a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. But you are not in darkness, brothers, for that day to surprise you like a thief. For you are all children of light, children of the day. We are not of the night or of the darkness. This is God's word. The coming of the day of the Lord will not be a surprise, first off, because we know our world. We can look around us and see all kinds of signs that tell us what our world is like. We see wars and rumors of wars, nation rising up against nation. There are famines and earthquakes in various places, false prophets arising. All of those things are signs which Jesus detailed in Matthew 24 that pointed to the end of the world, his return to judge the world. And even though the signs make it clear that Jesus is coming back and he's coming back soon, that's not necessarily what the prevailing thought in this world is. Many non-Christians would admit that our world is far from perfect. And yet, what's the prevailing mindset about mankind in general? Well, look at all of the progress, all of the innovations that we have made throughout history. Even in the last decade, we can live longer, travel farther, make more money. We can entertain ourselves in an untold number of ways. Maybe it's true. Every day, in every way, I'm getting better and better. Or as Paul put it, there is peace and security. It's easy for us to get so caught up in the day-to-day that we lose our focus. It's so easy for us to get caught up in making sure that we get that assignment done or we get enough hours in so we can get our paycheck. We keep track of how our house is doing and keeping it in good repair. We wonder, well, does that girl that I like really like me? We can focus so much on the day-to-day that we start to lose our focus. As we turn more and more away from God and his world and his word, the world becomes darker and darker for us. And we become enveloped in a fog, perhaps even a fog of false security. And pretty soon, before we know it, we're oblivious to the fact that we have actually put ourselves back on the path that leads only to an inevitable death, eternal death in hell. And we can do nothing to get ourselves off that path any more than a pregnant woman can stop her labor pains. But thanks be to Christ Jesus that he has broken through the darkness of our sin and he has rescued us from the worst death possible. We are children of light, as Paul says. That's the second reason why the coming of the day of the Lord will not be a surprise. We can see it coming. We know that is to expect the unexpected. Paul uses a vivid picture here to show how the return of the Lord is going to look to those who aren't expecting it. He talks about the Lord coming back as a thief in the night. Now, his point obviously is not that Jesus is coming back to steal anything. His point is that you don't see that thief coming when he's coming in the night. Jesus uses the same picture in Matthew 24. He says, if the master of the house had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would not have let his house be broken into. Jesus came to this world to shatter the darkness of sin and death and to bring life and immortality to light through the gospel. Jesus is the self-proclaimed light of the world who pierced through the darkness of this world, the darkness of our sin, when he was pierced through in his body on the cross. Jesus walked boldly into the darkness of hell, being abandoned by his Father so that we don't have to suffer such a fate. And after he died to pay the penalty for our sins, his resurrection brings eternal light to this world, eternal light to those who believe in him. Indeed, in that light of Jesus' resurrection, we walk every day. We're not in darkness, as Paul says, because we have God's word illuminating our path every single day. And as we walk in faith, trusting in our Savior, there are no shadows out of which something is going to jump and scare us. Bad things, terrible things may happen to us. Serious injuries, car accidents, heartache. Bad things happen all around us. The death of someone close to us. Houses burning down, floating away. Soldiers dying in war. And yet, these are not surprises to us. In this world, you have trouble, Jesus says in John 16. But take heart. I have overcome the world. And it's in that same victory that Jesus is going to come back to take us out of this world, to take us to our true home of heaven. What an incredible thought. What a stupendous event to look forward to. During these darkening days of frequent disaster, don't despair. Keep walking, child of light, in the light of God's Word. God's Word which gives you the forgiveness of your sins, which gives you strength for every day of your journey. Keep watching. Keep watching for the return of your Savior, because that day will bring true peace and eternal security. Amen. Please rise for prayer. Dearest Father in heaven, we long to be with you in our true home. Through the work of your Son, grant us your grace to remain faithful to you always and to be watchful for the return of our Savior. Help us to remain in the light of your word so that no darkness overtakes us. In the name of Jesus, the light of the world, we pray. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Depart in peace. Amen.